What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 6 of the Chan's Logic Mashup. I'm super pumped this week because I'm headed out to the CrossFit Games in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. We'll be doing a bunch of speaking events at Sanctify Fitness. If you want to check it out, just go to facebook.com/Chan's Logic and go to the events section. I'd love to see you guys there, and I hope you enjoy this episode. This first video is all about the fact that if you want to get anything done and you want to see the results from it, you have to put in the work. There is no magic pill or magic formula. It's just good old-fashioned hard work. Hey guys, this is Chandler. I've been in Toronto for the last week. I just got home today. And tomorrow I fly out to Fargo, North Dakota for about 8 days. And this got me thinking to a really good point that I wanted to talk to you guys about. It's the idea that no matter what you want to do, no matter where you want to be at, no matter how you want to get there, no matter what it is, the only way to get there is actually putting in the work. So there is no $1 million mastermind course that's going to help you make passive income. There is no $10,000 course you can take to help take you to the next level. There's nothing like that that's going to help you create this supposed passive income stream that a lot of these gurus talk about. The only thing that's going to get you to where you want to be and get you to the high level and get you to making the money you want to make or getting into the career you want to make or opening the business you want to open is hard work. You have to get out there. You have to put in the long hours sometimes. You have to sweat a little bit. You have to go through the ups and downs. You have to realize and understand that it's all a big cycle and that you have to be involved in the whole thing. And once you understand that, that's when you can take your business and your life to the next level. If you try to rely on all these online courses and these mastermind products and all this self-help stuff, it might help you get better ideas, but there is no way to create that passive income stream they promise. The only way to get there is you got to get out there and you got to put in the work. For me, I could just not go anywhere tomorrow. I could just not travel anywhere because it's too hard or I don't have enough time or I'm tired or whatever, but I'm going to go because I know it's a good opportunity for me to get out there and it's going to help me do some stuff in the future. So when you think about it, the only way to get to where you want to get is you got to put in the work and stop making excuses about why you can't do it. Thanks for watching. This next video is all about Chan's Logic Law number 6. Focus on where the customer attention is at.
Number six,
focus on where the attention is at. So when we look at small businesses and we look at what we're doing, we have a limited ability to get ourselves out there because we have limited staff often, we have limited capabilities, limited budgets. We're always limited by something. So what we really need to do is figure out where our ideal customer is at, and that's where we need to put our full attention. And it might be one thing, it might be two things, it might be three things, it might be five things, but what you need to do is focus on that specific parameter to where your customer is actually at and to where people are paying attention to what you're doing. And to do this, you really need to understand your audience demographics. So, like, who are you talking to? What kind of person are they? Are they male or female? How old are they? Where are they at? Are they in school? Are they in college? Are they professionals? Once we can develop and understand these buyer personas, then we can kind of leverage where our people are actually at and get that attention on there. So for example, if you are targeting high school kids, you'd probably want to be on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. That's all that matters. Facebook's for old people is what they tell us.
Mm-hmm. That's why we're on it.
That's right. We're old. I turned 30
that's
recently.
What they always say.
They always tell us we're old, so that's why we're on Facebook.
Yep.
And so if you're looking at Facebook, it's the largest network. You're going to probably have some sort of presence there. What you need to do is set yourself up. You know Facebook's going to be your 30 and older crowd. You're going to be able to capture all of those people. Facebook is capturing a lot of the attention from LinkedIn, so you can catch the professional crowd on there as well. If you're looking at like Snapchat, you know you're looking at the 27 and under crowd. Those kids are diehard. It's a niche platform, and they love it. They're not going to switch to anything else. They haven't yet, even with Instagram Stories coming out. In fact, one
That's
of the
like
kids told
old
me,
people.
Yeah,
Snapchat.
One of the kids told me that Instagram Stories is Snapchat for old people.
And those so, little turds.
So there's that. So really understand your audience demographics. If you need to learn about buyer personas, go to my blog, chanslogic.com. Just Google Chan's Logic buyer personas, and we map out how to build it, how to identify, and how to understand who they are. So once you understand that, and you understand the difference of the platforms and who's on what platforms, now you can focus where your attention is at. And so it might be Facebook and Instagram, it might be Snapchat and Twitter, it might be whatever it is, you're going to want to be on the one where the most people are at, especially if you have limited time and limited budget. Right?
Yep.
In this piece, I talk about the fact that there's an immense difference between the theory of something and the practical aspect of something. You really need to know and understand both in order to be good at something. Hey guys, I needed to make a video on a distinct difference I think we need to understand and define in what we're doing and what we're marketing to and how we run our businesses and a lot of that. There's two avenues that we need to focus on. There's theory, which is why would something potentially happen? Why do you think, what do you think the result's going to be? How do you think it's going to end up? It's a lot of how do you think? It's a lot of conjecture based off of what you think is going to happen based off what you read. So maybe you read a blog post and then you theorize something's going to happen because of that market. And then on the other side, there's the technician or the technical aspect. So on the technician side, you're the one who's actually writing the blog post. You're in there testing things, understanding parameters, changing, adjusting, and modifying based off what you see. And then you're writing those blog posts for the theorist to read and then make more theories out of. Now, I think what happens though, and what we get messed up on is we read a blog post, we take it as fact, and then all of a sudden we think that's the greatest thing in the history of the world to do. And we need to get away from that. What we need to do is we need to use our heads up here and we need to think with our own fucking brains about what could happen with this thing, what might happen, what could go wrong. Then we need to test it ourselves. This is the idea of understanding that we need to be able to think about theory and think on theory, but we also need to understand practicality and think on practicality. We need to test theory, we need to understand theory. We need to make sure this works in our market and it's not just something that worked in whoever wrote the blog post market. And then we need to work through it for a long period of time to make sure it makes sense for us. Then we can write blog posts on what we found out based off our experiences. Remember, what happens in one market is never going to be the same thing that's going to happen in your market. You can't take what someone else wrote as fact. You need to test, learn, and understand everything you do, everything you read, and make your own theory plus your own practicality out of it. So don't just be the guy who reads the blog post and then decides that that's fact. Be the guy who reads the blog post, develops their own theories, tests the practicality behind the theory, understands it, and then works back around and writes their own blog post based off what they saw. Thanks for watching. This last piece is all about LinkedIn. If you're not on there, you should be. Hey everyone, let's talk about LinkedIn. So LinkedIn is a place for professional networking and organizing yourself in a professional way with other people in the professional environment. I think there's a couple really good things about LinkedIn that we should focus on. We should focus on a daily or weekly or whatever update. So it should be some sort of professional level update, asking a question about the industry you're in or new industries, updating some stuff you've actually learned and understand about what you're doing, asking for feedback on which, on that kind of stuff. Those are really good. One thing I've noticed with LinkedIn is updates without a picture actually tend to perform a lot better. So just straight status text updates seem to be the best. What LinkedIn is not for is posting your selfies, posting your drama, posting your stuff that should essentially go on your Facebook or your other social networks that aren't professional, that have nothing to do with the professional environment, and that don't help anyone get better in their professional careers. The last thing that I think LinkedIn that you should be focusing on is their publishing platform. If you're not using it as a blogging platform, I think you're missing out on a really big piece because your whole network's going to see it. A lot of the other professionals in your network and your secondary networks and outside of that are going to be able to see your blogs and read it. They can share it. They can talk about it. You can see which industries are reading your blogs, which so you can understand like what's relevant, what's not relevant. And I think it's a really good opportunity to actually put out your professional thoughts to the world. So post a status update without a picture, make it plain text, keep it professional and businesslike. And then post on your publishing. Try to get an article up at least once a week to help people out. So last thing on LinkedIn, when you're on there, and one of my biggest pet peeves is people who request you as a friend or request to add you, and then they come back with like a link, like, hey, buy my product right now. I know you'd love it. And like, no, I wouldn't. I don't care about your product. I don't care about you yet. We haven't built a relationship up. So actually ask people some questions, go back and forth with them for a little bit, talk to them, get to know them, understand them, and then go for that ask. But if you go for the ask right away, we're going to immediately write you off and want nothing to do with you and think of you as a scumbag marketer. Don't do that. Thank you so much for listening to this mashup. I appreciate the time you took to listen to this and to pay attention to what I put out. Just wanted to throw it out again. If you're in the Madison, Wisconsin area at the CrossFit Games, don't forget to come and check out some of my talks. And if you can't make those, just hit me up. We're probably going to do a bunch of meetups. So I'd love to see you down there. Thanks again. Lastly, I know I say this a lot, but I would absolutely love it and it would make my heart smile if you could just go and leave me a review on this podcast. If you do, thank you.